Hi Connor, this is Niall here. I'm trialing out this new piece of software called Audio Boo. So if you don't mind, I'm going to give you the overview, short overview of the Forge site via Audio Boo. I'm looking at it, and the site is baltimore.ie. I'm looking at the site here, so the site looks pretty okay. I'm just clicking through into their blog, which is obviously their first channel in terms of social media. One of the first things that I notice is that they don't have share buttons on their blog, which is something they should do and could do quite easily. I'm also looking at the individual blog posts themselves, and there isn't a lot of engagement, which says to me they probably are not good at getting their content out there. You know, there is some content on here. One of the things I would say, it tends to be very much text orientated, a couple of pictures. I don't know who is the editor, so in terms of who's writing the particular piece of content, I can't see who that is. I mean, because this is a community site, or representative, I suppose, of a town or a community, it might be probably a good idea to invite some of those people on to blog, so to make it more of a community type blog, and certainly then to profile those individuals or those businesses via those blog posts. Because this is a community site, Facebook obviously, and obviously a tourism site, Facebook can be a pretty potent tool in terms of their arsenal. So I've just clicked through into their Facebook page there at the moment, and I noticed they're currently not publishing any content. So they're not even updating Facebook with their existing content on the blog. It's a pretty criminal offense based on who they are and possibly what they're trying to achieve. So Facebook is a tool that could be used very quickly to reach out and build a community. You could do that organically, but they certainly could run competitions. You know, if they want to be quite creative, they could reach out internationally. So, you know, it might be something like become mayor of Baltimore for a week and run that competition internationally, ask people to generate some type of content or some type of competition entry. That would certainly, I would say, get a lot of attention and certainly would build up that community. Again, in terms of their Facebook page, if they had a bigger or more solid community, they could look to start to promote the individual businesses within the area via that Facebook page and via their Facebook pages. So again, they'd be helping to promote them on Facebook. It's not something that they're doing. I see here they have one video up that relates to obviously some traditional music in terms of a pub. Video is something that these guys can use pretty well, or could use pretty well, I could say. So again, in terms of, you know, they may look to reach out internationally on YouTube, ask people to create some type of content and put up a prize for them to do that. Again, that's something that would work well and very potentially would have a viral network. Again, if they created an actual Facebook page and community, they could create videos of their various members or the businesses that they represent and promote them there as well. Again, not something that they're doing. So for a business or for an online entity like this, there's a hell of a lot of potential in terms of online marketing and social media. I mean, I'd like to see the stats in terms of the website itself here. It strikes me that it's probably not doing very well in terms of traffic. So there's huge scope to increase the traffic in terms of the site, to build communities. They have a lot of pretty good activities that could be promoted. You know, so there's a lot going on here, and they could use their online presence in a much, much more effective manner, depending, I suppose, in terms of you know, how traditional they want to be. But certainly with a creative approach, you know, you could do a hell of a lot with a site like this, or if you like, a purpose like this. So that's the fourth overview in terms of the Baltimore.ie. So I hope you don't mind me doing it this way. As I say, I just wanted to try it out. If you have any questions, just give me a call on 087-775-0405. That's 087-775-0405. And hopefully I'll have the next two websites done for you as soon as I possibly can.